Köln Campus.
Ein Interview, das haben wir am Montag geführt. Anja und ich, Stefan Hellfeyer, hatten dann nämlich Millencolin getroffen.
We're here at the Live Music Hall and we've got Matthias from Millencolin here. How are you doing?
Good, it's great to be here.
It's been how many years since you're now back?
Since we played in Cologne. It's been, I don't really remember, but it's probably like 3 or 4 years ago we did a club tour in Germany. So, and this is just a small thing we do before the festival summer. So it feels great to be back in the clubs.
But it's not like you have to bring out an album every year. So it's no. 7 years.
Yeah, it's a crazy long time, but it feels like 2 years for me. But we've been busy. I mean, we've been touring a lot of in South America and Australia and the US and Europe too. So we've basically been touring for 5 years after Machine 15, and then we've been working on the new album for a while, so it's been a while.
And the album is, in my opinion, there's a kind of change in style. It's not like indie record, it's more the punk rock stuff. So why did you decide to do it more punk rock?
Well, we felt like it was time for us to, you know, do something a little bit back to basic, you know, and we looked into, I mean, the reason why we started doing this from the beginning, so it was really fun to try to do this, you know, the way we did, you know, and from the beginning we said that no songs could be longer than 3 minutes, but that's two songs that is longer. But
was it on purpose or was it just a side effect of composing the songs?
It was not really on purpose. We just had a lot of songs, but I guess we tried to do something more old school for us, you know, and it felt really nice to be able to do that, definitely.
But it's not that old school, because if you compare to Pennybridge Pioneers, Nicola had a very high voice, and now he's a bit deeper. So
maybe yeah. I guess it has to do with age too. But I know those songs. I remember when we did the vocals on that album. Some songs are pitched a little to be able to reach the
auto-tunes.
Yeah, no, not auto-tunes, but you can pitch the tape recorder a little,
okay,
so it goes a little slower. And then when you sing it, it's easier to reach the tone.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, and I guess we did that. Maybe that makes your voice a bit thinner. So, yeah.
But I think it's hard to reproduce that.
Yeah, maybe. Yeah, that's right.
Because when I see live recording and stuff like that, it's not like on the album. But
No, of course. No. Now, usually live, you can down-tune half a step. Most bands do that just because it's... if you play a show every day, for 2 weeks, you know, it's kind of hard on your voice. So many bands downtune just... Brett from Bad Religion learned us the trick back in, 20 years ago, that they always downtune half a step.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, most bands do. But it's a secret, well-kept secret, yeah.
But now it's not a secret anymore.
No.
Keep quiet about it.
Yeah.
The title of the album is True Brew, and you chose very clear words, for example, in the song True Brew. Is that also something you criticize about the new music industry or new bands, that they don't really do what they want to do, things to impress other people?
I don't know. I don't want to criticize that in a way. It's all that people do what they want to do, but for us, it's important, True Brew, you know, to do stuff for ourselves, you know. We produced the album ourselves, we recorded it ourselves, and we did the artwork ourselves, we did, you know, everything is made by us, and we decided what to do and when to do it. So of course it's sad if people do stuff they don't really like just to be, you know, get famous or whatever, you know. So no, it has to DIY, you have to be honest to yourself.
Yeah, but the fact that you really emphasize that and that you separate from other people or bands in that topic, it makes the impression that this is a problem of the modern music industry.
Yeah, maybe it is a problem. Yeah, for sure, I agree. And but I guess it's, as I say, it's up to them. You know, people do what they want to do, and that, I guess, that's punk rock, to do what you want to do.
I understood that you criticized that they don't do it anymore. Things to impress other people, but they don't do things they like.
No, that's probably, in a way, maybe that's a little bit, you mean, just that song, True Rue, or the title? That's right. Of course, it's like that song, Perfection is Boring, too. It's the same in a way, so, of course. But I guess it's more written from your own sense of seeing stuff that this is what I want to do, and they can do whatever they want to do. I don't fucking care, you know. More like that, I guess.
Okay.
Yeah.
As far as I've seen, your hometown is a very small town compared to Cologne, right here at my. So, how do people react? Because you're a big, successful band out there, and maybe how do they react at home?
I mean, they're proud of us, I guess, and we're probably the biggest band that came out of our hometown, you know. But it's still our home city is considered it's the fifth biggest city in Sweden, so it's still a big city if you see it like that. It's not huge, but it's perfect for me, you know. I know everyone, so it's good.
So how big are the shows if you play in Sweden, because there are not that much citizens then here?
No, but I guess, I mean, yeah, we don't really play in Sweden that much. You know, it's been, but we're doing this, there's a big festival in Norrköping that is run by a German company called Scorpio. Yeah. And then that's like 50,000 people. It's like a Southside or Hurricane big. It's a big German festival, yeah.
So is it right that Nikola brew his own beer?
Yeah, he's doing beer. Yeah, that's right. Yeah, so in Sweden it's been not really like it here, but in Sweden it's been very popular for bands to release their own beer. Everyone is doing it.
Why
not? it's kind of a fashion to brew your own beer in Sweden, and people, a lot of people do it, and you know. Drink beer and make their own beer. It's fun, and Nikola's very good at it. But I heard that it's not that common in Germany that bands release their own beer.
I saw a German band as well.
Okay.
Producing, and I saw, do you know Snot?
Yeah.
In America.
Yeah.
They did with the German brewery their own beer for the European team.
Oh, they did. Okay. Yeah. Because in Sweden, I mean, we have. Iron Maiden beer, Motorhead wine, Iron Maiden wine. We got Baba, you know, everything. You know, it's huge. You know, but it's, you know. So we'll see if we're gonna make our own beer. But maybe outside of Sweden would be more fun because it's not that common here. You know, it's.
It would be a surprise.
Yeah.
And I think it's also good for you as a band because that's merchandise which you can't. You drink it and you have to buy it again.
Yeah, smart. Yeah, that's right.
So that's something you do in the near future. What will be up next for Mill & Cullen?
We're going to tour for a couple of years now, I guess. It's after this, we do like a festival summer. Then we go to the US and South America and back to... We just went to Australia. Okay. We're going to go back there and we'll probably have 2 years of touring now, I guess.
Do you think for a well-established band like Mill & Cullen, is it... harder to come out with a new album when you already have your, you know, your classical hits like No Cigar and all that stuff?
It's fun because the new album has been very well received. People seem to like it a lot and we're happy about it. And of course, it's like when you've been going for a long time like us, we have our classic songs. But if you do a new good album, maybe a couple of those songs will be classics too, you know. So it's always good to release something new because... you want to refresh yourself and, you know, and you have something new to offer to the crowd, you know, so it's important to do that. So it felt right to do it now.
Yeah, but I feel like the listeners are not that open anymore the longer you're on tour. Because, for example, take the Misfits.
Yeah.
Everybody's just saying, oh, why do you go to a Misfits show now? The old Misfits albums or records, they're much better. I rather listen to the old ones than the new ones. And then, so for a band... touring that and being there that long, it's much harder to.
But still, I mean, it's if I see a regular show, especially in Australia now, it's a very young crowd. We have a lot of new fans.
Oh.
Yeah, definitely. Yeah. It's like maybe there's some old people in the back, but it's still, you know, I mean, it's 15 years ago we released Penbridge Pioneers. Those people now that were young then are older now. And I mean, yeah, you get new fans all the time. And maybe they discover us on True Brew. Maybe they haven't heard the old stuff, so and that's going to be their favorite album in the future. So it's, you know, of course, I mean, we always get new fans because otherwise it would be five people at the show, you know. So, and we have a lot of people on the shows, and we're doing really well. So it's a lot of new fans too, and that's very important for sure, you know.
You're not like Kiss, like all just playing the greatest hits from about.
But you know, that's right, you know. But it feels fresh to release new stuff, and you know, That's what it's all about.
So we can expect some new songs as well on the set list?
Of course. That's why we're here. So it's going to be a good mix.
Yeah, thank you very much for the interview. Something left for the listeners?
No, I just hope to see you at a Millencolin show soon and buy the CD. www.kölncampus.com